in one of the areas of difference is thinking. And it used to be that I would come home and Janine would have this great idea. And she would excitedly share the idea with me. And my common response each time usually was, I'll have to think about that. And eventually, after quite a while and a pattern of those kind of conversations, Janine finally one day, and I suppose she was frustrated by that time, she just blurted out this question when I said, I'll have to think about it. She said, Marlon, what do you do when you think about things? Like it was a foreign idea. But listen to this. Just a few weeks ago, in the morning, Janine came upstairs and I said good morning to her and I said, did you sleep well last night? And she said, it was terrible. I saw 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and I laid there all night thinking about things. You see, Janine does think. Okay. And before you go home and say, that was so terrible that Marlon said that, I asked permission to tell that. Okay. Right? Right. Right. Everybody thinks, right? We all think. You all are thinking right now. And some of you would never want me to know what you're thinking right now. Some of you are thinking about how are we going to get to these grad parties today and what order are we going to go in. That's what you're thinking about right now. Some of you are still thinking about Nathan and what he said. You think, wow, India, soccer, that's cool. And so you're thinking about that while you're supposed to be listening to me. You know, some of you are thinking about what you're going to do on this nice day. Some of you are thinking about a conversation you had before you got here that was left hanging and you have to finish it with somebody. Later on, we're all thinkers. We think, right? We think. Because God has given us this amazing creation called our minds. It's incredible. These minds that God has given us. And they're always at work. They're always at work. You can't get away from your mind. Wherever you go, you got your mind. And you're thinking, there are thoughts there. But you know, there are thoughts that we wish weren't there. There are thoughts that are, I call them closet thoughts. They're in this closet, but every once in a while the door opens and those thoughts come out into our mind. And they're thoughts that have the tendency to hinder us and distract us, even cause damage. They can take over. They can become controlling. And you know what I'm talking about. And we sometimes are able to put those thoughts back in the closet, but sometimes we entertain them and we let them stay and they can cause problems. And so, let me, here's a good illustration. Okay. It just happened this week, Friday. I was in Ely and I went to a store and, I was buying something and I brought the items to the counter and the guy working at the cashier was a Hispanic young man. Very hard to understand him. He very broken English. So he's doing my stuff there and adding it up. And then he says, are you from Ely? And I said, no, I'm from Embarrass. And he says, is that an experience? And I said, no, that's the town where I live. No? He'd never heard of Embarrass. Oh, is that an experience? That was really interesting. And you know, some of the ways of thinking, some of the thoughts that come into our minds, you know, out of that closet, we experience them all the time. They come. And we experience those thoughts and we're aware that we really shouldn't be entertaining them. We really shouldn't be focusing on those thoughts. And we just send them back into the closet. You know, they just come now and then and we experience them. But there are other thoughts that come out of that closet. And they become the town we live in. They're not just an experience now and then. Those certain thoughts, we entertain them. We continue to entertain them. They begin to consume us. They begin to control us. They begin to determine the direction our actions go. And they become the town we live in. Not just an experience now and then. But those thoughts become the town we live in, part of our life, and the damage they do. So, what we're going to do this summer is we're going to talk about our thoughts. Put it this way, we're going to think about thinking. That's what we're going to do. We're going to think about thinking. Let me tell you how I got the title for this, Mind Monsters. About a year ago, we were at a concert in Ely. Huh, two Ely illustrations. About a year ago, I was at a concert in Ely. It was a girl named Jen Bostic, and kind of a pop-focused singer. And before one of her songs, she kind of gave the backstory of it. A song she had written, and it was about a time when, like a lot of songs, she was having trouble with a guy, and finally they broke up. And she said, I went through a really hard time because I had to deal with these two mind monsters of inadequacy and jealousy. And I thought, whoa, mind monsters, what a great term. And so I wrote it down on my program and put it in file. Someday that's going to be a sermon title or a series title. And here we are, a year later, it's a series title, Mind Monsters. That's the theme. Mind monsters are these closet thoughts that come out every now and then. And if we don't send them back in the closet, they begin to take over. And they begin to do their dastardly work. And so we're going to talk about that this summer. Our thinking. Up here you have what are going to be the three key verses. They'll be our go-to verses all summer long. Almost every Sunday we'll make some reference to these three verses from Scripture that deal with our thinking. So they're the keys. They're our go-to verses. The first one says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The second one, take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And the third, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, think about such things. They're our go-to verses. Turn with me right now to Romans. I just want to show you the scriptures in your copy of the Bible where these three come from. And then I'm going to give you an assignment and we'll be done with our introduction. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. So that's where we find this first statement up there. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, Paul is talking about patterns here. Habits that become the direction, okay? Patterns. Things that are done over and over again and become a part of you, all right? And he's saying the world has patterns. And his instruction is don't conform to those patterns of the world. So how do I keep from being conformed to the patterns of the world? Do I change my behavior? That's not what he says, is it? He says, be changed by the renewing of your mind. It has to do with our mind. This pattern thing. So we're going to be talking about that. Every Sunday, we'll talk about one of these mind monsters, these ways of thinking that cause problems. And we're going to ask, what does this verse say about that? How can we change our pattern of thinking in this area? How can we renew our mind to get out of that pattern of thinking? So that's one of our key go-to verses. The other is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, the statement that's one of our go-tos here is a short part of verse 5. Let me start in verse 3 for context. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war against the world, or as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they, our weapons, have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension or claim that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And here's our go-to statement. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So in the context, you can see very clearly you got the word war, you have the word weapon, you have the word demolish. I mean, all these battle words. Okay, so he's talking about a battle, a war. And he talks about strongholds. And I'll give you a simple definition of a stronghold. It's something strong that takes hold of you. Okay? Now, you can look at the dictionary. It'll say a stronghold is this wall of defense or a fortress or something. My definition is simpler. Something really strong that takes hold of you. Okay? And that happens in our thinking, doesn't it? This way of thinking comes out of that closet. We entertain it. We keep it there. We focus on it. And it's so strong, and it soon takes hold of you. It's a stronghold. And Paul says we can demolish those strongholds. How? By taking captive every thought and making that thought obedient to Christ. Way back when our oldest son, Lon, was probably 5 or 6 years old, I was speaking at camp. And each night in the cabin before we went to bed, I would read something to the kids, which was just Lon and Allie at that time. And I remember one night we read this verse, take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And I said, Lon, do you know what that means? And he said, yep. It means when a thought comes into your mind that you don't like, you say, gotcha. Isn't that great? I knew he was going to be a theologian after that. And he is, right? But isn't that a great way of understanding what Paul is saying? When a thought comes into your mind that you don't think should be there, that you don't like, that's bad, you say, gotcha. And you send it back in the closet. You make it obedient to Jesus. So we're going to talk this summer, no matter what kind of thinking we're dealing with each Sunday, about how that verse, that go-to verse, can apply to that particular way of thinking. Taking thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ. Our third go-to verse is in Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 8. That would be this verse. And in my Bible, the verse begins with finally. So he's wrapping up something. That means I should know what came first, so I know what he's wrapping up, right? So let's start at, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So the seventh verse has just ended talking about the mind, talking about the peace of God guarding your mind. And then he says, finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Isn't that helpful? God has given us a grid. I'll call it a grid. Or a checklist, however you want to remember it. But He's given us this grid of the kinds of things we should be thinking about. And so, when these thoughts come out of the closet and into our mind, we can pass them through the grid of Philippians 4:8. And if it doesn't pass through, if it doesn't work with that grid, that list, by the way, it's 8 things, verse 8. Helpful? But to pass our thoughts through this grid of Philippians 4:8. So every Sunday when we talk about a different way of thinking, we will talk about, okay, how do we pass those thoughts, that way of thinking, through this grid of Philippians 4:8? And how would that way of thinking do if we're trying to pass it through this grid? Would it make it? So those are our three key verses that we'll keep coming back to. They'll be our go-to verses. And then each week we'll talk about a different mind monster, a different way of thinking that comes out of the closet and causes problems for us. You have an assignment. If you have a sheet near you, take a look at it so you can understand visually as well as audibly. On your sheet, I have listed the 10 mind monsters that we will talk about. Be one each Sunday through the summer. You might be familiar with some of these. All right? Next week, we start with fear. Please, don't be afraid to come next week. So, fear. And here are the other 9 mind monsters we'll talk about. Worry. Bitterness. Pride. Discouragement. Lust. Worthlessness. Guilt. Discontentment. And envy. There are more. But by the time we get to envy, summer will be over. The embarrassed fair will be going on. And we'll be ready to start school. So we're going to look at these 10. These 10 mind monsters. And we're going to talk about how dangerous each one of them can be. If when they come out of that closet, we, instead of practicing these go-to verses, we entertain them. And we let them consume us and take control. Okay, so that's where we're going. Now to prepare, your assignment is this. On the right, you have an ABC. I want you to put ABC in front of each of the 10 mind monsters. If you put A, that means I don't really struggle with this. It stays in the closet. This is one that I don't really struggle with right now. It stays in the closet. If that's the case, put an A by that mind monster. Or if you put a B, you're saying, this comes out of the closet now and then, but I'm able to send it back. So this would be the experience, not the town you live in. All right? But you have to say, yeah, this thing comes out of the closet now and then, but I'm usually able to send it back so it doesn't cause a problem. That would be B. If you put C by any of these, it means I really struggle with this. It has often distracted, hindered, and even controlled my thinking. I can't seem to get it back into the closet. That would be C. Got it? That's your assignment. That allows you to think about the 10 mind monsters and where you're at with these different ways of thinking as we begin the series. We can't get more practical, we can't get more relevant than this, than thinking, than our thought life. And so we're going to talk about it this summer. Our thoughts are so important, as we're going to learn. Our thoughts are always there, they go with us, our mind goes with us, There's always something there. And our thoughts are so powerful because they pretty much direct our lives. As a man thinks, so he is. That makes our thoughts very important. We'll get started next week. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for these wonderful minds that you've given us. What a creation. And Father, we thank you for all the wonderful thoughts that come into our minds. All the helpful, encouraging, God-honoring thoughts that come into our minds. But Father, we also recognize and admit that there are a lot of these mind monsters, thoughts that come into our minds that are just not good for us, that are outright dangerous. And Father, we admit that some of them we just keep entertaining and we're consumed by them and we focus on them and we let them distract us and they weigh us down. And some of them have taken control and they are just determining the direction our life goes. Father, I pray that you would just take your word about thinking this summer and minister to us, Lord. Help us. And again, I pray that by the end of this series, the end of August, we'll be able to look back and say, glory to God. He has transformed me by the renewing of my mind. That's our desire. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Would you stand as we close today?